This is For a Better Lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Peace and blessings, dear listeners. Welcome once again to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another episode. Well, this is For a Better Life, where timeless wisdom meets the realities of our hearts and homes. Today, we speak about one of the greatest blessings a person can receive in this life. What can it be? A good life partner. Not simply romance, not only attraction, but companionship, loyalty, mercy, understanding, and of course, spiritual growth. A good partner is not someone who merely shares your house, but someone who helps you protect your soul in a better way. Well, let us begin with the words of Sa'di Shirazi, the Persian prose writer and poet. Two travelers walking with kindness make even the longest road feel short. Life itself is a journey, and who walks beside you matters deeply. The Holy Book of Quran also describes marriage not as a transaction, but as a source of peace. And among his signs is that he created for you spouses from among yourselves, so that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Notice the words tranquility, affection, mercy. A healthy relationship is not built only on passion. It is built on emotional safety, respect, patience, and of course, compassion. Imam Ali alayhi salam had said, "The best companion in life is the one who helps you in goodness and brings peace to your heart. A good partner brings calm during chaos, hope during sadness, and strength during weakness." Well, let's talk about why choosing the right partner matters so much regarding both the Islamic heritage and at the same time the lessons we can learn from the literature and the prose writers and poets regarding Sa'di in our case. Many people choose based on only appearance, status, or temporary emotions. But beauty fades, money changes, feelings rise and fall, but character remains. Sa'di writes, "Choose the companion whose soul is beautiful, for roses lose petals, but fragrance remains." A good partner should possess honesty, emotional maturity, patience, loyalty, kindness, humility, and spiritual awareness. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, "When someone with good character and faith comes to you, honor them. Character is the foundation of lasting love." And one of the other points about a good life partner is that a good partner brings emotional peace. One of the greatest gifts in life is coming home to peace instead of tension. A good partner doesn't make life heavier. They help carry the weight with you. Now, this is the place where we can stop and ask ourselves, are we also bringing the peace that we are supposed to into the lives of each other, or we have to reevaluate our way? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, "The comfort of the believer in this world is found in righteous companion." Sa'di also beautifully says, "A gentle voice at the end of a difficult day can heal wounds no medicine can touch." Sometimes love is not grand speeches. Sometimes it is simply being understood, being listened to, being respected, and feeling emotionally safe. A healthy relationship is not about control. It is about cooperation. So we can say partnership is teamwork. The strongest couples are not those who never struggle, but those who struggle together. The Holy Book of Quran mentions, "They are garments for you and you are garments for them." Think about this metaphor. Garments protect, comfort, beautify, and cover flaws. That is what good partners do for one another. Sa'di writes, "Two hands working together can lift what one heart alone cannot carry." Marriage is not me versus you. It is us versus the problem. Now, let's go for a very short break. And in the next part of our episode, we're going to talk more about this matter, about marriage, which is sometimes simply looked upon as partnership and two people living with each other, but rather deep inside, it's about understanding. And there are many perspectives to it, rather than just beauty or romance.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Welcome back to For a Better Life and the episode on partnership but in personal life. Respect is more important than romance. Love without respect eventually weakens, but respect sustains love for decades. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, honor those you love, for hearts are delicate trusts. A good partner avoids humiliation, mockery, manipulation, and cruelty. They speak with dignity, they listen with patience, they correct with kindness. Saadi writes, a sharp tongue can destroy a loving home faster than fire. Just look at this metaphor, a sharp tongue can destroy a loving home faster than fire. Words matter deeply in relationships. One respectful sentence can heal a painful day. One cruel sentence can rather remain in the heart for years. Now, patience during difficult times. Let's ask ourselves, are we being patient in the difficult times with our partners, even with people we love? Let's see. Even strong relationships face storms. Financial struggles, illness, stress, misunderstandings, emotional exhaustion. A good partner stays loyal during those difficult seasons too. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, "The best among you are those who are the best to their families." True love is tested not during easy days, but during hardship. Saadi says, anyone may stand beside you in sunlight. Loyalty is proven in the rain. Saadi says, anyone may stand beside you in sunlight, but loyalty is proven in the rain. The partner who remains kind during struggles is a rare blessing. Now, let's talk about growing spiritually together. One of the most beautiful forms of love is helping each other become better human beings. As our purpose in life, we claim it to be to improve together, to get to be better people. And a righteous partner reminds you to pray, encourages your goals, supports your healing, and strengthens your faith. Imam Baqir alayhi salam had said, a believing spouse helps complete one's faith. This means a healthy relationship should elevate your soul, not distance you from God. Saadi writes, the best companion is not the one who entertains your ego, but the one who awakens your heart. Now, not every relationship is healthy. Some people drain peace instead of creating it. A toxic partner, on the other hand, may constantly insult, manipulate, disrespect, control, betray, or emotionally exhaust you. Islam does not glorify emotional sufferings. Love should not destroy your dignity. Imam Ali alayhi salam warns, do not stay where your soul is constantly wounded. Saadi also says, by the tongue of the literature, even a beautiful garden becomes unbearable if poison fills the air. A healthy relationship brings growth, not constant fear. Before searching for the perfect partner, become someone worthy of trust and love. Ask yourself, let's ask ourselves, am I patient? Am I emotionally responsible? Do I communicate kindly? Do I control my anger? Do I bring peace or stress into people's lives? The relationship you desire often begins with the person you choose to become. Sa'di writes, if you seek loyalty, become loyal. If you seek kindness, become kind. Now, there are some small things that keep our love alive. Healthy relationships survive through small daily acts, like saying thank you, apologizing sincerely, listening carefully, supporting dreams, showing affection, and of course, making some time for each other. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam frequently expressed kindness and affection towards his family. Love grows through consistency, not perfection. Sa'di beautifully says, the garden survives not because of one great rain, but because of many small drops. Dear listeners, a good partner is one of the life's greatest blessings. Someone who protects your heart, respects your dignity, strengthens your faith, supports your dreams, and walks beside you with mercy and patience. Sa'di leaves us today with these words. Fortunate is the traveler whose companion brings peace to the road. May God bless you with relationships that bring tranquility, wisdom, and sincerity. And may your own heart become a source of comfort and mercy for those you love. Thank you for joining us today on For a Better Life. Until our next time, may your home be filled with understanding, your heart with peace, and your relationships with light. و السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?